نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, and our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Mukhlis Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight is the 4th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, our topic for tonight is, how should we prepare for the month of Ramadan, whether we are the public or the imams and those of us who will be leading us in our Taraweeh Salat. When one studies the noble Quran, Surah chapter 2, verse 185, you find two words there, and they interlinked and interconnected. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is in which Almighty Allah revealed the noble Quran. What is the meaning of Ramadan, brothers? Even the non-Muslims know Ramadan. Maybe their pronunciation is not 100%, but they know about Ramadan. So what will we say if somebody asks us, what is Ramadan? So Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. So it don't mean we have to wait till 15 Sha'ban, or we wait till Ramadan. The burning of sins is compulsory immediately. And each one of us knows our own weaknesses, whether it is hukukullah or hukukul ibad, the right of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or the rights of creation, human being and so forth. So we need to change our mindset, we need to change our deeds, our actions, and that is the real preparation of Ramadan from now already. Two, shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed this noble Quran during the month of Ramadan. So what does this mean? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed it, the noble Quran, on the night of majesty, on the night of destiny. So from the seven heavens and above, the Lohi Mahfuz, Almighty Allah revealed it to the first heaven. And that was in one go. And then remember from there, on the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam, over a period of 23 years, and that is what is meant. Remember that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives the wahi, the revelation, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, and the first five verses. Look at the Quran, the glory, the beauty of it. Sometimes we wonder, you know, that we just read, but we don't wonder, ponder, reflect in the meaning of the noble Quran. Go read chapter 97, Surah Al-Qadr, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr. Go count how many letters there are, and what you will find. 114. To show you that there are 114 chapters and surahs in the noble Quran. Go count the words and you will find how many there are. There are 30 words. To show you the Quran Sharif has 30 parts. And if you look at Laylatul Qadr, Salamun Hiya, the word Hiya is the 27th word. to show you 99%, the Laylatul Qadr will be on the 27th night. So therefore, we need to be very clear on this issue here. All the answers we will find in the Noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and then elaborated, explained by the Master alayhi salatu salam and the beloved Sahaba. And then we have the four schools of thought who explain to us, the jurisprudence, and so forth and so on. Let me give you some incidents in this day and this age. People who we met, how they have inspired other people for generations to come. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, he passes away. When they migrated from India to Pakistan after partition, so they had Radio Pakistan, and he used to have Dars-e-Quran, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, and he would give lessons, and it became so popular that people in their thousands would listen to it. Radio Pakistan and the man would tell him, Hazrat, take this money, this is your wages. He said, Bad me dekhing hai, we'll see afterwards. It carried on for 11, 12 years. He did not take a cent from them. When I'm speaking about 48, 49 now. So you must remember when Pakistan was just formed. And then in by 50 or so, they finished up. And he said, now he has too many other, you know, activities and he's too busy. So they brought so many thousands of rupees to him. And they told him, this is for all your services you rendered. Now listen, yeh to itna pyara jumla hai. This is such a wonderful sentence that we all should understand the meaning of it and the message. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maksood nahi. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maksood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maksood. The aim, not only to complete the Quran Sharif. Now in Ramadan, you will see, mashallah, our mothers, our daughters, our sons, our brothers, that I finished 5 khatam, 10 khatam, very good. But remember, the real aim of the Quran Sharif is what? That we finish our life in the service of the khidma and service of the noble Quran till our last breath. You see, our teachers, yesterday I was by my teacher, my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. He's teaching Hifz now for more than 55 years. So remember, you have that love, that affinity with the Noble Quran. If you know, some of you met, some of you didn't meet. Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, he visited South Africa twice. When he visited the second time, I met him. Go study his profile. I'm speaking about his recitation. If you know Egyptian politics, then you will know that there was a leader there. The Egyptians, when they speak, they make the jim into a gaf. They'll say, Azhabu ila masjid. I'm going to the masjid. But when they read 100% correctly. So the leader's name was Jamal Abdul Nasir. So they used to call him Gamal Abdul Nasir. So Gamal and Jamal, whatever you want to call him. So remember, he had very good ties with Russia. So one day, the Egyptian delegation went. These are not fairy tales. Every one of this is a true story. So remember, they went there to Moscow, and then they met this one. Then they had recess. So they asked this man here, because all suit, boot and all, and he came with his topi, jubba, kubba, all that. So they say, what he does? So he said, no, he is our greatest reciter of the Noble Quran in Egypt. These are people, hardcore communists. Never mind religion, Allah forbid, they don't even believe in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. But see, brothers, see the impact of the Noble Quran. So he started reciting his recess. The Egyptian delegation is here. The Russians are there, and if you witness Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad reciting, He will place his hands here by his ears and his eyes will be closed, because you need 100% concentration. So when he finished reciting, all these Russians are crying. Tears are rolling down. They don't understand one word of Arabic. They don't know what the man is reading. So Gamal Abdul Nasir and them ask, but why are you crying? You don't even believe in Allah. You don't believe in any religion. Hardcore atheists, the hardcore communists, they used to say religion is the opium for the masses. That was their famous sentence. What did you say? Religion, not only Islam. Religion is the opium for the masses. That was their slogan of communism and so forth. So he said, that, how come you're crying? He said, you know, when this man was reading, it struck a chord, yeah, in the inner recesses of our heart. And it had such an impact. We never heard anything like this in our life. For us as Muslims, this is nothing surprising. But who's there to read the Quran Sharif? Surah 5, verse 83, the beginning of seventh Jews of the Noble Quran, Waida Sami'u. It happened here in our continent. When the Muslims made their first hijrah, they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah. They came here to Habasha, Ethiopia. And then the Arabs, the Quraysh, they came and they said, these people are our slaves, and they ran away. But Najashi was a very intelligent person. He was not a Muslim at that time. So he asked them, they'd read a passage from the Noble Quran. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam. Arabic they could understand, there was interaction and so forth. See how Allah describes it. And see if this ever happened in our life. Sahaba, the beloved students, reciting the Quran Sharif to non-Muslims. What is the impact of the Noble Quran on non-Muslims? وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ When they heard what was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Surah Maryam chapter 19, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ Then you saw that the tears were rolling down because they recognized the truth. We must always embrace the truth. We're not politicians. One day our religion is Christianity, and one day Judaism, one day Hinduism, because they just want everybody to vote for them. We are Muslims, and we must show that without compromising on Islam, without being apologetic in Islam. And remember, there and then, no mashura, no istikhara, no going to discuss. They said, Rabbana amanna faktubna. Ya Allah, we bring iman on you. Ya Allah, we bring iman on the articles of faith. Faktubna ma'a shahideen. And record our names among those people who had given testimony to your wahdaniyat, that you are one, alone and unique. And Mustafa Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. Not only does he become radiallahu anhu, in our hadith terminology, he is not a sahabi, he is not a tabi'i. He was in the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam, but he did not meet the Master alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor did he see him. And he's not a tabi'i, a successor in the strict terms. You call them mukhadrami. Mukhadrami means he lived in the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam, met sahaba, so for them we have a special term. So he made ihsan. He did a favor to the Master alayhi salatu salam's companions. After several years, he passes away. In the ending of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Mubarak and Hayati Mubarakah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina Munawwara, wahi comes that he Najashi wantaqala ila rahmatillah. He has passed on and his demise took place. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, come, and then they read Salatul Janaza in absentia alal ghaib. He the Master alayhi salatu salam in Madinah Munawwara, Najashi's Mubarak body here in Africa, Ethiopia. And therefore the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, they say you can perform Salatul Janaza even if the Mayyit is not there. That is an academic discussion. I want to show you the impact of the Noble Quran. There's another Biqari from Egypt, Sheikh Khalil Al-Husri. Did you ever? We met him also, alhamdulillah. He came to Karachi. Then he was in Makkah also. So nevertheless, do you read his profile? You see, when you have small pieces of carpet, yeah, mashallah, Masjid-e-Ikram, everything is shining here, is new, you know, mashallah. They're making ikram of all of us, you know. So, ikram means to give you honor and so forth there. So, barakallah. So you see, don't worry sisters, I'm still living. Sometime when we stop for a little while and drink some water, sisters think that we are gone now. وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You understand? We're still live, alhamdulillah. We got load shedding here. So remember, you know, it's New South Africa. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. And ANC, and no current, you know. So you must remember this time. Now day by us, they got a new thing. So wherever there's a pothole, they're making a circle and they write A and C. You know what I'm saying? And they counted. How they counted, Allah alone knows. They say there's 25 million potholes in South Africa. We got today a minister of electricity, the Muslim. I think next minister will be minister of potholes also. Allah alone knows best, you know. Let's carry on. So now we got these small pieces of carpet, husri. He used to live on the periphery of Cairo. When people used to pass, they want to stop, they want to read Salat. The dust is flying in all directions. His parents, grandparents would tell them, the children, go there and put carpets for this musafir and so forth. So that is how the family became known as Husr. Then one of their father's grandfathers saw that the grape juice flowing from that family. This is over 100 years ago. They went to the great, great awliyaullah and ulama of Azhar. That time Azhar was Azhar. Today's Azhar is Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun. So you must remember, he told them that you must choose one of your youngsters who is the most intelligent, and Allah will use him for the khidmah and service of the Noble Quran. So they chose Mahmud Khalil Husri, youngster. He went and wrote, became a hafiz, became a qari, became a sheikh. Do you know what he accomplished? The first person in the world. I remember when I was very young in the 60s, we used to have that records, that 75 or 48 or whatever you call it. Your older generation will know. So he was the first person to record the Quran Sharif, and people could listen to the entire Quran on record. The first person, awwala man sajjad al-Qur'an, the first person to record the entire Qur'an, ala riwayati Hafs, according to the Hafs Qirat. Awwala man sajjad al-Qur'an, ala riwayati Warish, Warsh, on the riwayat of Warsh. Awwala man sajjad al-Qur'an, according to the riwayat of Qalun. All that he did, remember this. In those days, and United Nations, the first person to read Quran Sharif at United Nations was Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Al-Husri. Awwalu man qara' al-Quran fil bayt al-abyad, the first person to read Quran in the White House, so was he in the Muslim. So one day we were in Makkah, this was 75-76. Then Makkah, the Saudis got a lot of ta'assub, they're very prejudiced. But for him, it was King Faisal's time. King Faisal was Shaheed in 75. So in before that, it was obviously. So cited him, Sheikh Khalil Husri, and they announced that don't make noise. People want to make tawaf can carry on. But where they give the adhan and render, we were there. So Allah's mercy. So these were the giants who we met, alhamdulillah. And by all of start, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So when he came to South Africa, once in class, just by passing, he mentioned it. But remember when he came to South Africa, Then I asked him. He became a Hafiz of the Noble Quran in 27 days. 27 days. So I asked him, Hazrat, we were alone. I asked him, I'm his first student, Alhamdulillah, from South Africa, studied by him. So you must remember with Allah's mercy. I told him, Hazrat, this, you know, tell me how you managed it. He said, Kissa Yeta, what happened was I was young, 16 years old or so. And that area there, they had no Hafiz. So everybody worried, now our town don't have Hafiz, what will happen about Taraweeh and all that. There you can't go read Alam Tara and all that, there will be big trouble, you understand? They might catch the trustee and make Qurbani of them also. So you mouth the trustees here, I don't know who's who here. This now you think we're going to make your Qurbani, you understand? So anyway, you must remember this. So he told them that main para dunga, I'll read for you. But some of the people knew that Hazrat is not a Hafiz. He say, me sehri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta tha. From suhoor time, he used to learn till iftar time. And come here on the musalla and read 20 rakat. Not one night, every night, 27 night he khatam the Quran. See, brother. When Allah, this is our time now. Hazrat passed away 3 years ago. So I'm not speaking of Sahaba's time and all these type of things here. So my brothers, my message to you is this. Let us make proper tayari and preparation. It's a guest that's about to come. And inshallah, we all await that guest. So learn these few du'as. Dua number one, simple. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban. Ya Allah, give us barakah for this month of Sha'ban, the remaining days and weeks. Wa balighna Ramadan. And spare us, Ya Allah, for the month of Ramadan. Where the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. When you study the life of the Salaf-e-Sali, the pious people, we must remember this. 6 months before Ramadan coming, they should beg Allah, Ya Allah, let us experience another Ramadan. And after Ramadan, for 5 months, they should beg Allah, Ya Allah, whatever we did during this Ramadan, accept it in your divine court. See, but what lessons we must take. Me and you, we come Ramadan, we start in South Africa. One day I was in Pretoria. I asked the one youngster, I heard you sitting for Etikaf every year. You say, that masjid, you must sit for Etikaf. I asked him, why you must sit there? You see, the chows are the best in that masjid. The chows are the best in that masjid. You will start your Ramadan 60 kilos. Eat they come, you 80 kilos. That is South African's ethica. We know what he says, you will get things there you will never find in your house also. So you must remember this thing. So what is the intention? See, brothers, do we even know what is Ramadan? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who have true iman, sincere iman, they devoted, dedicated, then they are the ones intensely and madly in love with Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, the first 20 days, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, I'm not fulfilling my lust and desires. All that we leave for the night, to make manifest my love for you, O Almighty Allah. Then the last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. And then what we do? My love, my wife is the most beloved. My children, I love them. My shop and job, I love. So, but I love you more, Ya Allah. I'm leaving all my luxuries. And I'm coming into your house and making etikaf day and night. Sunnat etikaf. Otherwise, nafil etikaf is any time. So the increase of iman, the enhancement of the love for Almighty Allah. So that is what we are going to do the last 10 days. And then when the moon, the crescent is sighted for Eidul Fitr, first of Shawwal, now the heart is saturated with the love of Almighty Allah, a new season starts. Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat. Then Allah says the months of Hajj are well known. Min Eidin ila Eidin. From first Eid, Eidul Fitr, first Shawwal, to Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Zulhijjah. That are your months of Hajj. So now, Ya Allah, my hair is not important, I will shave it. This clothing unimportant, I'll remove it. I will wear my kafan, I'm coming to you, Ya Allah. My socks and shoes are not important. I'm coming to your house, Ya Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That also our people don't learn properly, you know. Sometimes when we go for Hajj with Allah's fadl, we went so many times, Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. Our South Africans, 90% don't know Arabic. This Saudi police, they think they have English also, you read right to left, you understand? They hold the passport upside down, you understand? And they're reading English passport, they're reading right to left, you understand? So they like that also. So we tell our people, see, Hajj time, you want to get lost somewhere, then big problem for you. But you know, curiosity kills the cat and so forth. So what happens is, one Haji, many years ago, 15 years ago, 20, Allah don't know. So he went here and there in Mina. But one thing he remembered, that our camps and our tents are not far from Al-Bayt. You know Al-Bayt, this restaurant. So he got lost. Because everybody in the haram, and first time Haji. So he went to the police. So he told the police, Al-Bayt, Al-Bayt. So the police told him, Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk. He's telling the police, Al-Bayt, Al-Bayt. Show me where's Al-Bayt. Police, what do you understand? He said, Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk. So brothers, we must learn properly. You're going for Umrah, going for Hajj, going for Medina Munawwara. We must learn the basics at least, you know. So let's carry on now. So Ramadan's tayyari. From now, read the dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save us for Ramadan. That we must not have illness, sickness, kidnapping, and hijacking, and you know all the things that go on. Allah protect us. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. We don't have unnecessary controversy and big problems. You know your looting and plundering and so many other issues. I just come from Ispingo Beach. 3-4 days they never had electricity, day and night. And some places they had no electricity, no power, no water. Imagine you staying in Ispingo Beach, the beach is there, but you don't have electricity. You don't have water. Ye kudrat ka karishma. If you make shukr, I will increase my bounties. You make kufran, you're ungrateful. In front of your eyes, I will take away and snatch your bounties. Learn this dua, brothers, sisters, children. I'll read now with me. Allahumma inni. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection, that you snatch away your bounties that are ever recurring and showering upon us. Zawal, you know, ni'matik. Always read this dua, is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. So it must not happen. Ramadan comes, we don't have water, we don't have electricity, and we can swear this one. But first, we need to do some introspection. Am I not trampling on the laws of Almighty Allah day and night? Think properly. That is the introspection we have to do. So carry on now, brothers. So then the dua goes on. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, all the good actions we will do during this month of Ramadan, then Ya Allah, in your court, in your divine court, you accept it, Ya Allah. Now you the Hafiz, whoever you're going to perform in the masjid, perform in the classroom, perform wherever. First thing, check our intention, our motive. What is the intention of my Taraweeh? You must make shukr to Allah from now every day. Allah made me a Hafiz. You're not Abdullah. You're not Amatullah. You are not Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. You are Hafiz Abu Bakr, Hafiz Umar, Hafiz Usman, Hafiz Ali. Surah 15, verse number 9. Listen to the meaning and the message of this verse. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely, definitely, we reveal this Quran Sharif piecemeal gradually. And surely we are protecting it. No addition, no omission, and no interpolation. And Allah's name and attribute is what? Hafiz. Allah took His attribute and He transferred it to you, O Hafiz. Do we understand how great an honor that is? Qul bi fadlillah wa bi rahmatihi fa bi dhalika falyafrahu huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Allah bless you with this bounty of the Quran Sharif. So it is better than all the treasures of the world. Oil and lithium and minerals and gold, silver, whatever. Put all of that together. The Quran Sharif is there. So make shukr to Allah. Go to your teacher, kiss his hand and say, oh Ustadji, make dua for me. When I stand on this musalla, I don't go blank. For you, the person, it's very easy at the back. This Hafiz Sabi doesn't know whether he's reading properly or mixed up. For you, you're thinking of your first wife or second wife or third wife, what you have to worry? You know nowadays, people think of their wife or somebody else's wife also. So you must remember. This man has to read with utmost concentration. Therefore, Hafiz, before you go on this musalla, and even now, remember, perform your wudu properly and say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. Walahan, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna lil wudu'i shaytanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. He will come and tell you, you didn't wash your elbows properly. You didn't wash your ankles properly. You didn't wudu that. The waswasa, you waswi sufi sudurin nas. The whisperings of shaitan. Then you're reading salat. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. That shaitan's name Khinzab. He comes and confuses us. And then he blows our fuses. Now we don't know which surah we're reading. We don't know which rakat we are reading. So beg Almighty Allah for protection from Khinzab. Before you start your tarawih daily, take 5 rand, 2 rand, 1 rand, 10 rand, whatever. Give out some sadaqah. Allahumma sabbit qadamiyya. Ya Allah, keep my feet firm on this musalla. It must not happen that I just collapse also. How many a time it happened? That, you know Sheikh Huzaifi. So one day, Sheikh Huzaifi is Imam of Masjid Nabawi now for more than 40 years. Sheikh Huzaifi is the only Imam in the past 50-100 years plus minus. He is the Imam, and concurrently his son is also the Imam, and now they made him a Khatib. He already delivered 2-3 khutbas in Masjid Nabawi. Father Ali bin Abdurrahman Huzaifi. Son Ahmad bin Ali bin Abdurrahman Huzaifi. Father and son, both are performing imamat, both are performing Jumu'ah, and sometimes both perform Tarawih Salah. What an honor that is. So one day we were there, Allah alone knows, every rakat is making 3 mistakes, 5 mistakes, 8 mistakes. Now you know Sheikh Huzaifi, if you know about him, when he makes mistake, then always he'll make that as. So that. Then you must know, once he's making ooh-hoo-hoo, he's gone off. You understood? But you can understand the riba, the awe, the respect. In your mind it's working and reading salat here. And we belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe the Master alayhi salatu salam is alive in his Mubarak court. So all these things happen. So we must know, it's no joke to stand here. For you, my brother, what you worry? Here in your people's Durban, 2 incidents took place. When I speak on this, for the youngsters, I tell them. So they must realize, the youngsters sometimes, you tell them something, they don't understand. You tell them a story, then they understand. So you see, there was an imam, 60, 50 years ago. For that time, he read Surah wa Zariyati Zarwa. Now you ask how many people here know Surah wa Zariyati Zarwa. It's a difficult surah. So Fajr time he read, and now he's here. Now he's stuck, the imam. Neutral gear. He can't go front, he can't go back. South Africans, they say, now Maulvi Sahib is mixed up, what must we do? But there's Muazzin. You see, from Malawi, they come from Mangochi. If you know this Muazzin. Today also I met the Muazzin. I say, you from Mangochi? He said, yes. I say, yeah. I can see on your face you from Mangochi. Where's our Muazzin here? Where is it? Mangochi? Zomba. Mangochi, Zomba, all brothers, sisters, no problem. So you must remember that. So that Muazzin, from the back he shouted. So he told the Imam that Shia lo tatamuye. Just leave the surah, now he's troubling everybody. You take new one, now what is our trouble now? Now that much you can't do, you can all that in Salat. You must have proper people behind you to give lukma and rectify you. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, all this. And then one day another senior Mawlana, they all passed away, Allah give them. They were senior. Can happen to anybody. Zohar time he came, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Iddin. South Africans say, Maulvi Sahib, I am kari, to apri na wu karwano. You understand? Maulvi Sahib is reading, say to read loud. Now what must we do? Now must be all right also. Mangochi Muazzin say, no right business. I have to rectify him. So from there he shouted what? Tula, tula. Tula, tula. So you youngsters, you must know all these kind of things. You understood? No tula, tula business, and no all the Shia law and Tatmuya business. You must also learn. Today we youngsters, we just learn our quarter, and then we say, no, it's all right. He knows. We must learn the whole Jews. So then we can rectify and so forth and so on. So the next one, when there's ruku and sajda, what we do? Taraweeh time, if I come by you, I tell you, you're a big crook. How upset you will be. You will be raging, you know. How can this man call me a big crook? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the biggest thief and biggest crook is the one who steals in his salat, in his ruku and this. We just fly through. The baji is just standing up from ruku. We already gone in sajda. By the time baji and the old man reaches sajda, we already up. And then it goes on. Baji says, I need now safety belts to read behind this bubbles. Then he goes up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. It's just like gymnastics going on. It's salat, my brother. We're standing in front of Almighty Allah. We can't be doing that. It's unacceptable. That type of salat, where we don't read our tasbih properly. We don't read our sajda, the tasbih for sajda. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a sahabi open Tirmidhi and told him, Swalli fa inna kalam tu swalli. Repeat your salat, you have not read salat. Again he read, the master alayhi salam told him, Swalli fa inna kalam tu swalli. Repeat your salat, you have not read salat. Then again Nabi alayhi salam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him that when you stand, you must read. When you go into ruku, you must read. When you come up from ruku, there must be a pause. Between your two sajdas, there must be a pause. Not Allahu Akbar, and just going on like that. So you youngsters, this is Taraweeh. It's not some Ferrari. It's Taraweeh, it's not Ferrari business. Second one, all of you, whether you're Maulana, whether you're Hafiz, whether you're Hafiz sahab, Qutb sahab, Mufti sahab, or what. So you all must learn the du'as of sajda tilawat. You see, Ramadan, fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So I teach you one du'a. There are two du'as. The one is short, the one is long. So at least learn the short one. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwati. O Honorable Imam, whenever you are performing imamat and you come across a sajda tilawat, to read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la is permissible, but not Sunnah. Sunnah are these two du'as, and both are authentic, and both are mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. My anatomy, my body went into sajda. For you, Ya Allah, complete surrender, complete submission to you. And Ya Allah, you are the one. You bless me with the faculty of hearing and seeing. Bihawlihi wa quwwati, what is might and power. So that is first dua. Second dua, at least read one of the two duas. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, I perform the sajda tilawat. So record it for me and grant me the reward for it, Ya Allah. Wadda' anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, remove my sins in lieu of the sajda I perform. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, make it a treasure for me in the year after the sajda I have performed. Whenever we do and execute a good action, then we beg Almighty Allah for acceptance. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ. Accept it from me. As you accepted it from Nabi Dawood, then we say alayhi salam. So these are the sunnah du'as. Now this is preparation of Ramadan, that you start learning this. And you must remember that when you finish Quran Sharif, when you finish witr, come to that first. Because witr, you will be the imam. You know you're going to read in jama'ah. Educate the people. Every day teach the people one new sunnah. Ni'ma suhurul mu'min at-tamr. Hadith in Abu Dawood. The best sahari suhoor, pre-dawn meal, is dates. We all know about dates, iftar time. But majority of us, we abandon and neglect that sunnah. Tell our wives, tell our beloved mothers, our daughters, that they must put the dates on the table, on a dastarkhan, wherever you're having. So, in that way, everybody revives that sunnah. Iftar time, we know. Then, when witr salat is finished now, everybody just runs away. Imam, teach the people. Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Habibun, not only for Ramadan, tonight also when we read witr. So, what must we say? Subhanal Malikil Quddus. You prolong it. Subhanal Malikil Quddus. Subhanal Malikil Quddus. When we imitate immaculately the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Surah 3 verse 31, Fattabi'uni Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And thereafter Allah will forgive you your sins. Then you go to your wife, you go to your children, all that, no problem. Take time, stay away from the wife. You understood? You eat so much khajur and dates, sometimes the old man also, they get a little bit hot. You understand? Then the old man is not cold now. The tired man is not retired now. He look at his wife. So you must remember this thing there. Night time, you do what you want to. You know, halal, not haram things. So you must remember that. So these are Hadith Bukhari Sharif. These are mistakes that are so common in our society. Sometimes ulama also makes this. Hadahumullah, Allah give us all hidayat. So our Quran Sharif, you open our Quran, printed in South Africa. Every one of them got the same mistake. So you must remember Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. I'm not saying the Quran words. After the Khatmul Quran, you will see their dua e Khatmul Quran. You will see it written there. First, take the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The hadith is mentioned in Fadail al Quran, in Bukhari Sharif, in the Fadail of Quran. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Bi isamali ahadim ayyakul, nasitu ayata kaita wa kait, bal nusya. Very bad it is for a person to say that I forgot this verse and this verse. If you read the dua, you go bring your Quran and see there, the dua is written, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nasitu. That is not right. I'm not saying it's haram, but it's not according to the hadith. Read what the hadith Sharif teaches us. Individually, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nusitu. And collectively you're making dua, 27 night, 29 night, whenever you're making Khatmul Quran, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. See, that is what the hadith is teaching us. So brothers, learn all these things from now, then our aim will be a quality Ramadan, inshallah. We make dua to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala protect us, preserve us till Ramadan Mubarak, and Almighty Allah accept all our good deeds. We thank all the directors, first and foremost the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Company, all the directors of the Ansar Radio Station, Sirius FM, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and you, all the trustees. I don't even know who's the trustees, all the Imams. I know more, Zamir Khan here. So Allah Ta'ala reward all the Imams, and Allah Ta'ala reward the Musallis, and my brothers, mashallah, who facilitate matters for us, our brother Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, Hafiz Hussein Wadi, and my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, our engineer here, our brother Dawood Mundli, and all the other brothers, mashallah, that this is our last program. Tomorrow we're going back, inshallah, for Shaban. We'll come back, inshallah, mid-Shaban, but it will be there in the Midlands, Marisburg, Harvick, Escort, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah accept us all. Inshallah, it's 2-3 minutes left now for the Isha, for the time to finish. Isha Azan, yeh iskura paze. Yeah, but I have to finish by 8 o'clock. Remember that for all the radio stations. So we make dua now. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa. You all know what's happening there. And all our masajid throughout the world. That all might Allah Jalla wa Ala keep our masajid. See in India, how many masajid are being demolished and so forth. So beg all might Allah Jalla wa Ala that He protects us and protect our masajid as well. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم عليك باعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين امين